I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch. It's been a while, Jim.
Yeah, we said that the last time, Bill. It was about a month between podcasts. It happened again. And pretty much the same reason.
We're pretty busy guys.
Today is actually the first day of summer.
It's the longest day of the year. Also my brother's birthday.
So happy birthday. So I guess the summer season's in full swing. We knew that as things got busy.
Indeed they did. Yeah. Exactly. And we're coming up on Independence Day, 4th of July.
Oh, that's
right. We've just gone past Flag Day. What I'm saying is the summer is the American season. It is. Because, I mean, you got your Memorial Day to help kick it off.
It starts right?
Then you got your Flag Day. Then you have the 4th of July. And then it carries right on through to Labor Day.
To Labor Day, that's right.
And all of these are great, you know, fireworks, summer holidays. Everybody has their flags out. And, you know, I think today we have a special treat. We're sticking with the American theme. That's why I wore the cowboy hat today.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great hat.
Oh, yeah.
This you absconded
from the museum.
From the museum. you were umpiring today.
I was umpiring today at one of our travel events for the museum.
It
was
right.
A wonderful event. We go out there every year. We play a softball team from
the Fire Department team,
and we have a great time with those guys.
It's out at Sotus Point.
It's well worth the drive.
Oh, it's a beautiful spot.
It's a beautiful spot. It's a nice little going back. It's that all American town. Yeah. You drive through. You got the flags out, and it's a part of the season. And it's a
nothing like small town America in the summer,
and it's a great little lakefront town.
Yes, right on Sotus Bay.
Right on the bay, it's a beautiful place. There's a couple of nice little establishments there, and you can eat and drink and enjoy yourselves. I mean, it would be a wonderful place to spend a summer if you could.
Absolutely would.
If you could be like those olden days where people could take the summers off and. Yeah. Just spend the whole summer out there with the kids or something. That would be fabulous.
It'd be nice to have a summer of leisure, but
it would be nice to have a moment of leisure.
The kids would love it.
Exactly.
Now, next month is another type of game like this. It's going to be in Sackett's Harbor, New York, which is just outside of Watertown. If Watertown could have a suburb, Sackett's Harbor would be it.
Well, I've heard that could be more than one game.
Actually, yes, it's going to be a mini tournament.
And I'm looking forward to it, and I believe that will be the weekend we come back from our vacation.
Yes, actually it is.
And that will also be the first weekend I am technically cleared to play ball.
Oh, terrific.
So I wholeheartedly intend on going.
Oh, terrific. You're going to love it.
As long as my schedule...
As much as you like Sotus Point, when you go up to Sackett's Harbor, there's a lot of history there, and you can really feel it when you get there. The War of 1812, so much of it was fought on Lake Ontario, and that was a major harbor. And, well, we know about Fort Drum in Watertown. Well, before that, Sackett's Harbor was a huge northern military base for our army. In fact, U.S. Grant was a commandant there at one time. So the hat, anyway, just to wrap the hat up. That's your favorite hat out at the museum, whatever you umpire, you like that. And what do we call that one?
I call it the Lee Van Cleef.
Right, if you've ever seen the famous trilogy of movies, the Clint Eastwood, but particularly The Good, Bad, and the Ugly.
This is the Lee Van Cleef hat that Lee Van Cleef wears.
It's very similar. Low crown, flat top, wide brim, flat brim.
Flat brim, wide brim, right.
It is perfect for you.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
We've taken a few pictures of us in off-field garb. As the umpire, I was announcing or keeping score or whatever.
I love those pictures.
I love those pictures, too.
They look great. You'll see that the hat goes well with our choice of whiskey for today.
Absolutely.
And for the first time, we are going to taste an American whiskey.
An American whiskey. This is a bourbon.
A bourbon. Absolutely. This is the Bullet Kentucky Bourbon.
Right. Bullet.
Bullet.
B-U-L-L-E-I-T, right?
Yes. Bullet. B-U-L-L-E-I-T.
What a great looking bottle. Talk about Old West.
Oh, absolutely. It's called Bullet Bourbon Frontier Whiskey. And the bottle itself looks like it comes out of a Clint Eastwood movie.
Absolutely.
Bottle with shoulders, I would say.
Right. Kind of a square-looking bottle.
Right.
And it's got raised lettering. The glass is raised.
Right. It's got like molded glass lettering.
Right. So the label is pretty much that, although they do put an adhesive label down at the bottom.
And it's a great whiskey. Well, I let the little cat out of the bag there.
We've both had a taste of it.
Had a taste of it. It's a 90 proof.
But this is a very interesting one.
I'm thrilled to be able to taste this whiskey today.
Well, and we've talked about it for a long time. I always say I don't know much about bourbon. I've just not had much of it. So this will be a good chance to educate me.
You know, and I've always been of the school much like many people are, that bourbon is a much less refined whiskey than, you know, bourbon's not a scotch. Bourbon is, you know, bourbon's a mixing whiskey. You put it, pour it on ice. This, I mean, I'm looking forward to tasting this whiskey. So I think without any further ado, I will peel the cap here and see what we can get out of it. It's a nice, rich color. It's really, really dark.
Very striking, yeah.
You can tell this is not a scotch by looking at the bottle.
Right.
As we said moments ago, this looks like something out of a movie. Let's have a pour. For you.
Oh, thank you.
There's some almost floral scent to it.
Yeah.
It's got, it definitely has that very alcohol medicine-y tinge to it.
Just a tinge.
Yes.
And actually a little bit of a sweetness to the smell as well.
Yeah.
Not a lot. Just nothing's overpowering.
But I mean, I love the color of this whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
This is like, bartender, two fingers, please. Huh?
That is remarkably smooth. A little spice to it.
Yep, it's a little spice to it. And that's only on the finish.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a very sweet start.
Yeah.
A very smooth slide. It transitions well from front to back of your mouth.
Right.
And then you finish, and then you get, there's warmth.
Warmth.
But the heat starts at the tip of your tongue and rolls all the way into your throat.
Right.
I like that. I like that a lot.
The heat that you get in that finish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still feeling it. It
rolls down slow.
It's like our favorite scotch.
I love the way this tastes. I like how it feels.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is a fabulous taste.
It's unbelievably smooth.
It's got almost like a hint of vanilla to it.
A little bit. You can almost smell it, too.
Yeah.
That might be the sweetness.
It could be. And then it's spicy like a cinnamon ball, but not as harsh.
Not all bourbons are this smooth, are they?
Oh, no. More often than not, I cannot drink a bourbon straight up. I will sip bourbon over a lot of ice. It's almost like a 50-50 mix for me. I'll sip it slowly so it dilutes and it mellows out. And I won't do that with scotch. Not a
single malt.
Not a nice single malt, yeah. You know. But I'll do it with a blend. Mm-hmm. But this is, to me, far superior to any blend.
Oh, yeah.
And I would put this up there against many of the scotches we've tasted already.
You know, and I will too, and I'll tell you why. You started out tonight by saying that typically your bourbons are not terribly complex so that you can't compare them to a scotch, not the single malts that we've been reviewing. There is a little complexity to this one.
Mm-hmm.
You've got different layers of flavor.
You do. There's at least three different flavors,
and that's
right off.
We're drinking it neat. Mm-hmm. There's no water, there's no stones, no ice. So we have a little bit of complexity.
Right.
And yeah, I think this can compare to a single malt scotch. This particular one, anyway, because we have more of an apples to apples comparison.
Yeah, and I think that's good because, you know, like that book you guys gave me, they're very much bourbon drinkers. And the whole first chapter of the book is how bourbon gets a really bad rap as being a stepchild to the finer single malts from overseas. But but this, you can put this in any decanter and people will say that's a top shelf whiskey all day long.
Oh, yeah. It's funny how, you're right, they could have marketed this with any image.
Exactly.
Instead, they chose to image this almost, like we said, like an Old West kind of a look, which kind of fits its name.
It fits its name, but this is such a well-blended whiskey that it's not harsh,
no.
But you know it's a whiskey. Like I said, it's 90 proof. It's not a weak whiskey.
Oh, no, no.
A lot of times, the stronger bourbons especially have a very harsh, medicine-y, you know.
They have a bite.
Yeah.
And this is, I use this a lot. It's a gentle warmth that just grows, you mm-hmm. know?
It's what I like about the single malts. This
so
has, I don't know whether it's a gimmick and, you know, the way they mix it. And I'm going to say there is a little cinnamon in this.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I found the website, Jim. It says, maybe validate my age.
Speaking of that, you had a little bit of news this week, did you not?
Well, for the first time in my life, I went to see an eye doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm buying myself a pair of glasses.
Welcome to middle age, my
friend. Yes, I know. It's a daunting thing.
Mm.
So it says, okay, medium amber in color. I'd say it's more deep amber in color. With gentle spiciness and sweet oak aromas.
I didn't quite pick out the wood.
But I don't feel any wood in this at all, really.
No.
Mid palate is smooth with tones of maple, oak, and nutmeg. Okay, so we were off.
Nutmeg,
with
that must be the spice that we got.
Yes, and the maple is kind of that sweet, maybe what I mistook for vanilla.
There you go.
Well, it says finish is long, dry, satiny with a light toffee flavor.
I didn't get toffee, but satiny is not a bad description of it.
No, I know. And you know, they apparently make an aged bourbon, which perhaps we'll have to see if we can find.
That's worth sampling. Yeah,
this is relatively new at our whiskey store. I do dabble in the bourbons, but all of those over ice, and they have bourbon generally has a more bitter taste to me than a good Scotch. Now, you know, Scotches run the gamut. You know, for the Scotches that we prefer,
the ones that we like are very similar to this.
Kind of. I would say this is a little bit spicier and sweeter than we normally drink in a Scotch.
But it is spicier,
I mean, this flavor doesn't disappoint in any way, shape, or form.
No, not at all. Not at all. This is one. This is a great one to keep around the house. We have quite a selection, you know, from the Green Spot. And this compares to it.
I would say.
Spicier, but...
Absolutely.
It drinks very much like a Scotch, which is what I said about Green Spot.
I would agree. Well, as is our custom... I think since we finished our first taste.
Yeah, we did this neat, so should we try it? So we have our whiskey stones. So you saw this on the shelf and thought, well, this looks good, right? I had just two fingers of this, and that sip I had, wow, this is amazingly smooth.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but what jumped out at me was the spice. That's what stuck in my head anyway. I forgot about that.
Well, that's the
continually.
Thing, so many things could go wrong with this bourbon, with the spice. Yeah. You know, there's a lot to it. It's a strong bourbon. It's, you know, but here's to the Bullet family for making a fabulous. If this is the best bourbon I've ever had, bar none. Let's try it. Try it on the.
We got a little chill in it, so let's give it a shot. It's a little warmer on my tongue.
You know what? I was going to say the. Flavors are a little bit more subtle.
The finish isn't as warm as it was. It's more heat on my tongue instead of...
You get more of the spice and less of the finish, I would say. It's slower, because I'm still getting a finish.
Are you?
A little slight, but it just like in the first sip, though, it rolls very, very slowly down the chest. So, you know, it's not as pronounced as it was. But the flavors are all still there.
They are. I think I liked it better...
Straight. Yeah, I can see that.
I usually like it chilled. And
no, I think the chill takes something away from this.
It does. It's still good.
No, yeah.
But it's not as good as it was straight up.
It seems to temper the flavors. It drops it down.
It's a bit more muted.
Yeah, that would be the word I would use if I could think of that word. So Jim, I'm thinking. I'm not even going to do this whiskey damage by adding water to it.
No, I'm with you. I think it's okay chilled, but it really took a little bit of
I think
of the quality out of it.
Even chilling it takes away from the flavor.
Yeah.
I would imagine adding any sort of water to it would do the same.
Yeah. How much was this?
I think it's 29.
Oh.
In
the world of whiskey.
In the world of whiskey, it's nickels.
Well, the whiskey that we've been drinking.
Well, here's
nickels,
the thing.
Yeah.
I'm seeing, because the Green Spot's... a better whiskey, but it's also a more expensive whiskey.
Yeah.
So, like, dollar for dollar, I'm going to put this...
It's a great value.
...on a value.
Yeah.
This is as good, if not better, for the price than even the Green Spot.
Well, for my first somewhat serious introduction to bourbon, this one was fabulous. This one compares to a single malt Scotch.
I would say
it has layers of complexity to it, layers of flavor that...
You don't get out of a cheap bottle of booze.
It's fun. The two whiskeys that you and I both enthusiastically recommend, this one and Green Spot.
Absolutely.
And these are not Scotches.
Right. I can throw scotch. Five scotches at you if you want a scotch.
No, we've got some favorites there, too.
Absolutely.
But we seem very enthusiastic about Irish one and the bourbon.
Absolutely. This is something you want to taste, you want to savor, you want to enjoy this flavor. You want to taste every drop of this whiskey. Yeah. It's not just a flavor, it's an experience. You feel it.
Yeah.
And you taste it, and it's smooth, and it's heat, it's spice, and it's sweet. It's something you don't get from too many whiskeys at all.
No.
Especially a bourbon. You know, I will be surprised if I come across another bourbon that I like as much as this one.
Well, here's to finding that one that we like as much.
Here's to looking for it. Right. Exactly.
Bill, thank you for picking this one up. This one was outstanding.
Jim, it's my pleasure.
Yeah.
Literally. So, until next time, I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim.
And this is
Hopscotch World. Thank you for listening.